Just when you thought it was safe to go back into the podcast pool.
Accidents happen when people aren't being careful.
They dumbasses are back.
King fried again, King fried again.
You thought they was gone for good, but they just couldn't stay away.
Me so horny.
Here come Colin Burton.
Me love you long time.
From FizzlingBop.com.
Shut up.
And from SunUpCheese.com.
Spiders are hippie.
Here Derek Knight. With the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Try to block a fall with your forehead.
Okay, so yeah, we're back. And to be fair, we never really went anywhere unless lazy is a destination or busy or both. But it is no matter because we are now here. It is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. With me, as always, my faithful, steadfast co-host, Mr. Colin Burton from FizzlingPop.com.
Hello, everybody. Remember us?
That's right. Look, we're back, listener. Hopefully, you're back as well. And it is 2008. 2007 is cast aside like so many dirty laundry or so many used-up crack whores. It is now 2008. This is the first cast of the new year. And how was your Christmas, Colin?
It was good. It was very good.
Yeah. We didn't do a Christmas special episode, which is okay because it wouldn't have been that special to begin with. But why don't you tell the kids what you did on Christmas?
On Christmas Day?
Well, yeah, because on Christmas Eve, I know what you did. And I'll probably talk about that after you're done talking about Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, we went over to my parents' house and had dinner. And we opened a few extra presents that were held back. And
these presents, what, they were supposed to go to the third grade and they stayed in second?
That's right. They were special presents.
Ah, the special presents, yeah.
They rode the short present bus.
Oh, those bastards. Yeah. Does Santa have a short sleigh?
He must, because, yeah.
These presents have to come from somewhere, right?
Right.
Yeah. So what'd you get? What was your favorite gift that you got this Christmas?
I liked them all.
Do you like them all equally?
Yes, I did.
One didn't stick out as the best, like maybe a gift card to Entertain Mart or maybe some used crap from Entertain Mart.
That was really cool, yeah. really good. Very nice. Thank you, thank you. It went a long way toward adding more to my horribly large entertainment collection.
You couldn't come up with a modifier better than that.
My brain froze up for a minute there. But I also really liked the books that Heather got for me. She went to a lot of trouble tracking those down. So that
what
was really
were they?
Cool. They're sort of a science fiction fantasy comedy-esque series from the 80s. Called, the first one is The Wizard on 4th Street, I believe. It's either 4th Street or 6th Street, something like that. Some damn street. Anyway, yeah.
So it's your friendly neighborhood wizard.
Yes.
Ready to whiz all over you.
Yes, so. Which is really cool. I reread the first one now, and a lot of it came back. You know, this is stuff that I was reading when I was in the Air Force. So.
Ah, so it's bringing you back to the good old days when you were serving our country proudly, dipping yourself in vats of Freon and playing practical jokes on your coworkers with balloons. What were they, full of hydrogen gas or something?
They weren't balloons, man. They were
paper bags.
Ziploc bags. Paper bags.
Plastic bags. Ziploc bags. Whatever. I don't know what you geeks do in your spare time. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Let's go calibrate some equipment, and when we're done, we can blow things up.
Yeah.
And how is it that you're not one of the Mythbusters?
I blame location, you know.
Location.
Something like that really couldn't get started here, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, you know, you'd also have to be working in the special effects industry, and you're clearly not.
For many years, yeah.
Your effects, not so special.
The best I could do is maybe a subpar jackass. I think I could probably manage that.
No. I'm not, well, yeah, I guess we could both do that, but nobody wants to see two fat old guys with red beards. Nutbusters?
Yeah, Nutbusters.
Yeah, I don't want to be involved in a show like that.
No. Not even as producer, huh?
Keep
your name far away from it.
Yeah, I'll do the shock collar trivia, but I'm not going to do that.
Well, we seem to have reached an impasse because I won't do that. So,
that's because you are a pansy ass, and you put your skirt on one leg at a time, just like everybody else, right?
No, I don't put a skirt on at all. What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, whatever. Anyway, so Christmas Eve was the big family Christmas doings, and they happened to be at my house this year. So you and my sister and just about everybody else in the free world gathered at my humble abode here, Studio D Chevalier in Colorado Springs, for a Christmas Eve celebration for the booze and the food and the presents. And, of course, we had the turducken. The bird was on the ground and in people's belly. And I have to say...
You dropped it?
That even... What's that?
You dropped it?
No, I mean, the bird was in the air. You know, the eagles landed, blah, blah, blah.
I'm sorry to throw off your rhythm there. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks. Hey. But, no, it was great. And, I mean, it was... Not quite the mythical taste treat, you know, with all three things happening at once that I envisioned it might be, because it kind of separated as it cooked, but it was still great. And I ended up with just a pile of meat. What were you eating? You don't know. There was meat and stuffing, and it could have been any manner of bird in your mouth at the time.
I may have even missed out on one bird. May have only gotten two birds. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, because the turkey and the chicken looked very similar. The duck was darker, and it kind of stuck out. It tasted, you know... like duck, and but the chicken and the turkey, in my opinion, it was a little hard to differentiate.
I would agree.
But the stuffing was good, though.
Yes. It was all good and appreciated, very appreciated.
Yeah, because the damn thing cost me a pretty significant amount of money, and it had to come all the way from Louisiana in a bucket full of dry ice, but I'd say it was worth it. Got my the turducken that I got came from CajunGrocer.com. And that's not payola, that's not a plug. I had to pay to get my turducken, and I had to pay a lot of money. But you can get your turducken wherever you want. You don't have to get it from CajunGrocer.com, but, you know, whatever, it'll suck. So if you want to get a turducken and you want to get it delivered, and then you get some dry ice to play with because, you know, they have to pack it in something, get it from CajunGrocer.com, and you'll be but a lot better than getting it at Whole Foods. F those bums.
Mention us, and they'll just act bewildered.
Yeah, they'll be like, who? Who the fuck are they? Anyway, so you want a turducken or not? Because they also sell a quaducant, which is a failed duck quesant.
Quesant?
Conglomeration.
Did you say...
What's that?
Did you say quesant?
Failed duck quesant.
Failed duck quesant?
quail duck pheasant, quaducant. And so I was thinking about getting that next year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
But, yeah, no, Whole Foods were reportedly selling turduckens at their Whole Foods location here in town.
Really?
And, you know, fuck those bums, because they were like, the shift leader has to be here to talk to you about it. He's the one doing the deboning, and, yeah, you want some chicken? no, I ordered mine from Louisiana, where, if I remember right, this was the place that was featured on the Food Network, on a show pretty much about turduckens, and they've got a guy there that can debone a bird in like a minute blindfolded. So, you know, there's no shortage of deboned birds laying around this factory. So, yeah, figure, you know, go where the supply is high and the demand is, you know, not as high as the supply, and you'll, you know, at least you'll get served.
Right.
You'll still pay out the nose, but at least you'll get one. You won't be sitting at the dinner table come your holiday morn or afternoon or whenever you're going to eat this thing with nothing in front of you, like a sad orphan boy in a Dickens novel. No, no. You shall have the bounty. You shall have the whatever it is Scrooge bought after he turned. You will have it.
Yeah, or be like one of those millions of kids across the nation that wanted Wii Guitar Hero and weren't able to get it.
Oh, well, I wasn't one of those because I have Wii Guitar
Hero. I know. You were talking about...
Ha-ha, kids.
You were talking about trying to sell it on eBay, weren't you? Because you'd play
it. Well, the thought crossed my mind when I saw that one particular, just one instance, the Wii Guitar Hero went for $9,000.
See, I'd like to see that check cleared. I'd like to see
if
that
was actually paid. I would too, but it wasn't like it was on Wikipedia. I mean, this was a reputable news outlet that I read this from, so you'd have to think that you'd have to work harder than, you know, like just saying it to fool them.
You'd think.
You would hope.
But $9,000, seriously?
It's stupid. But then again, I mean, people have paid stupid amounts of money for things I've put up on eBay that have, you know, little to no value. So who knows? Something that's hard to come by, you know, some idiot may have more money than sense and say, you know what, I'm going to make my kids Christmas happy. And he pays all the money. And then come day after Christmas, he goes and there's stacks of them at his local Target.
Right.
Because that's what it was when I went to shopping right after Christmas. Stacks of them.
Really?
It was amazing. You know, they first come out. I figure they'll be hard to come by. We go to Walmart. They've got them in stock. We get one. Uh-huh. Next week, they're nowhere to be found. You know, you can't find them. Right after Christmas, oh, ha-ha, we had more in the back. Ho, ho, ho. Look at us holding stock back.
Now, I can't imagine that they were holding the stock back. That'd just be stupid because...
It would be stupid, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but because they would sell
out. How can you explain that they were nowhere to be found and then right after Christmas, they were everywhere?
It's a miracle.
It is a Christmas miracle.
Yes. Jesus.
The baby Jesus. The baby Jesus made it happen.
He winked and there they were.
His Guitar Hero fell from the sky like manna from heaven.
Yep.
But speaking of Guitar Hero, the Guitar Hero 3, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've already passed it on the easy mode. I'm working my way up on medium. I haven't gotten past the guitar battle with Slash yet on medium.
Mm.
But this tells me that I'm not going to be trying hard nor expert at any time in my life because I just lack the manual dexterity.
Yeah, you have fingers like mine. They're kind of stubby, short.
Yeah.
They're not really guitarists.
Stubby sausage fingers, useless bricks of hands, and no rhythm. And so, yeah, I'm not going to be moving my hand up and down that, you know, semi-sized plastic fret looking for these keys. I'm effed. No, I'm just not doing it.
Yeah. But really, I mean, think about it. Do you need to get that good? Do you have to beat it that many times? Really, what more do you get out of it by playing it on hard and expert? A couple extra songs that you couldn't do anyway. So what's the point?
Exactly. You know what? Thank you for your point of view, Colin. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. I will not do it. I won't even attempt it.
No.
Huh.
No.
Won't even attempt it.
Maybe try the easiest song just to really be humbled.
What, on hard?
Yeah, because I've heard that it's a lot harder than the previous
Well, I mean, just specifically, the first bonus song that you earn when you beat the game on medium is Through the Fire and Flames by Dragon Force. It's like 6 minutes long, and it's just an amazing assault of guitar notes. On easy, I can get through it maybe 92%. I've seen my wife get booed off on the song on easy. On medium, I cannot get past the second chorus. So, I mean, I don't see how I don't really have the time or inclination to, you know, lay down all whatever life I have to devote my entire being to practicing this game. I'm not going to get any better than I am right now. I'm just not.
Right.
I'll be lucky to get through the game on medium.
Yeah. I never even worked at it that hard. All I ever got was, like, easy, and I didn't even beat easy.
Well, something tells me it doesn't interest you like it interests my sister.
I mean, I can enjoy playing it, but...
I mean, you've got the game Rock Band, and how many times have you played it?
Like three, maybe.
Like three, maybe? How many times has my sister played it?
I don't know. She's enough.
Thousands.
Yeah, she's probably played it a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
So, hold on.
Which tells me either she has no life, or... Yeah, I don't know what else to say.
No, she just really enjoys it.
Help me out here.
And the cool thing about Rock Band is compared to Guitar Hero is with the drums, which is what she's liking to play, you're actually learning to drum. You are learning the skills that you could bring over to a drum set, whereas Guitar Hero, you pick up a real guitar, you're not going to know a damn thing. So.
Yeah. Well, and that is true. I mean, the motion is exactly the same. You're going to hit the pads and you're going to, you know, use the foot pedals. So you're right. You are, you know, if you can get good on the drums on Rock Band, you can get good in drums in real life.
Mm-hmm.
You're also correct in saying that if you get good with the guitar in Guitar Hero, you have no marketable skill.
Right.
Absolutely no fucking marketable skill.
Guess what, though?
What?
This thing I just found today that's coming out for Rock Band, okay? Coming in June, okay. Possibly.
Possibly.
Yes.
Which means it'll come out in, like, September.
Now, are you ready for this?
I am sitting down.
Are you? Okay.
Well, I don't stand when I do these things. I don't know about you.
It is a smoke and light show accessory. Are you laughing yet? You are laughing.
You mean like a fog machine?
Yes, presumably it's legit and not a hoax. The kit will be available in June for $100.
I could give you a fog machine for 30.
Okay.
Just saying.
Now,
and I could probably get you a light machine for about 50.
Okay. So that's close to $100. So what they're saying
close
is
close to $100.
This would only be cool, and I use the cool liberally, if it were officially supported with synchronization with the music in the game.
Obviously.
Yep.
And that's just where it ends.
Well, it goes on to talk about he hasn't pulled out Rock Band since a charity event, and he really liked the game, but hasn't been in the mood to rock solo since he's tasted the joy of full band play.
I see.
Yeah, apparently it's a, yeah.
I see. Well, speaking of Christmas, because we so were, I heard, and you know, this happened to me actually years ago. Some of the members of my family are notoriously cheap, and for good reason. I mean, this was these are people that had several children, and you know, had to really stretch their funds to make ends meet. But years ago, instead of in lieu of gifts, they sent us a little certificate that said, "In your name, a tree has been planted somewhere in buttfuck Africa," and. I guess whole idea, maybe it never left, but it's coming back in a big way. In fact, one of the people we work with specifically said that that's what she got people for Christmas, was like the promise of something really awesome happening halfway around the globe, which is just a total fucking ripoff. I swear to God, someday I'm going to find my tree, because that's my fucking tree out there somewhere in Africa. And it's been giving shade to the less fortunate for way too long now. I'm going to find it, uproot its ass, and bring it back here to be an ornamental decoration on my lawn, because it's my fucking tree. I mean, if it were planted in my name, if my aunt and uncle paid for this thing to be planted in my name, then it's mine. I'm going to go find Tree Derek Knight in Africa, and I'm going to bring that bitch back to the United States, where it can live out its days in relative bliss on my lawn. I'll water it. I'll feed it. It'll give shade to me.
I don't know.
It's my fucking tree.
I don't know if a tree from Africa could live very well here in Colorado. So,
well, what's the point then? I mean, it's my tree.
You can visit it.
That's like naming a star after somebody. Fuck that.
Look at it this way. You'll always have a little piece of shade in Africa.
Someday. Yeah. Someday when I'm dumped in Africa for no apparent reason, I'll find my tree and I'll sit beneath it and wait to die.
Sounds like a plan. See, they were planning for your future. That's what they saw on the cards for you.
That's right. And then they can etch an epitaph in my tree where they bury me.
Right. Did you ever think of like doing some kind of a alternative, just joke kind of card like that to hand out one Christmas?
Oh yeah, next year that's what everybody's getting. It's going to say, "In your name, something really fucking awesome is happening way around, you know, like halfway around the globe where you can't get to."
Or enjoy it.
Merry Christmas.
Or even something not so awesome, like. Yeah. I gave a bum a sandwich in your name.
In your name. Yeah. The slaves were not beaten in the sweatshops today in communist China.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. For 5 minutes, they experienced sunshine. It burned their eyes. Way to go, asshole.
Yeah. All because of you. All because that's I didn't know what to buy you. So there you go.
That's right. It's what you get for the person who has everything. Exactly what they need. Nothing.
Yeah.
Although I hear I'm pretty hard to buy for.
You are.
But, you know, it really, and I'll freely admit it, when I see something I want, I buy it.
Yeah.
I don't sit and pine over it like some, you know, pathetic loser without a job. I don't like, oh boy, I wish I had that. I just buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so it screws people up when they're going to buy me gifts. Oh, cry me a fucking river. I'm sorry that I bought what I wanted, you know. You think I'm going to ask you for stuff? Please. That's what a beggar man would do on the street. No, I take what I want.
Yeah. So
of course I exchange money for goods and services, so I don't necessarily take it.
Yeah.
And I exchange money for goods and services that I desire.
And if you're 6 cents short, you're not too humble to beg for it.
Yes, fine segue, Colin. You're getting better at this. But that will lead into the update on Baby Max. And I know listener out there, if listener's name were Catherine Grill Heppel, she wants to know a little bit about what's going on with my as yet unborn kid. He is doing fine, it seems. The wife is still keeping him confined to her belly, but he is expanding like a very expanding thing. He is all splody. And there's not much room left, according to my wife. That's the report on Baby Max. And I spent most of the weekend painting the little bastard's room. So he'd better like it, because it was a lot of work. But right about the time I wanted to get down to the serious painting, I got all my stuff together, and I looked for the roller trays. and I couldn't find them. I asked my wife, I said, where are the roller trays? And she looked at me and said, I thought you bought more. And I said, no, I didn't buy any more. And she said, oh, well, then we don't have any. I said, okay. So I got my coat on and I got in my view, which, by the way, kids, I have a brand new vehicle. It's a 2008 Saturn View. It's a V6. It's all-wheel drive. It's got twice pipes. And it's sea mist green, which, according to my dad, is a fag color, but
and,
I kind of like it.
Anyway. And it's what I was going to get you for Christmas, but you bought it.
But shit, oh, gee, yeah, I ruined that again,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
What a bastard I am. So earlier in the day on Sunday, I had gone and played hockey, and I had put my wallet in my glove box because on the 2008 Saturn View, guess what? The glove box locks. So I locked it in the glove box. And I thought I'd taken it out and put my wallet back in my jacket. And since I just picked up my jacket and put it on, I didn't think twice. So I get to Lowe's and I find paint trays. In fact, I buy one paint tray and three plastic paint tray inserts. And so I figured that'll do it. I go to the self-check. I'm checking out, and the little plastic inserts don't weigh anything. And so every time I put one in the bag, the little thing would freak out, and the checker there, who's always near the self-check, had to ring it through. And I get to the end, and I see my total, and I reach for my wallet, and it's not there. I'm thinking, oh, crap. I didn't put it back in my jacket. I must have left it in the glove box. So the checker, ever the patient one, looks and says, well, what's wrong now? I said, well, funny thing. I think I left my wallet in my car. She's like, oh, well, I'll wait for you. You go ahead and get it. I was like, well, that's okay. That's fine. So I run out to the parking lot. I unlock the glove box, and it's not there. It's like, okay. Bummer. I check the center console. It's not there. But what is in the center console is about $5 in change, quarters and dimes. Okay, so I grab this $5 in change, but as I do, some of the dimes pop out and go everywhere. So I think I've gathered them all up, and I go in, and I realize I'm over my $5 by, you know, about the cost of one of the paint tray inserts. So I pull that out, and I have the, you know, poor patient checker girl void that, and I start putting in coins, and I'm putting in coins, and I'm looking at the coins in my hand, and I'm looking at the total going down, and I'm looking at the coins, and I get to the end of my coins, and I'm still 6 cents short on my order. It was the most embarrassing thing that's happened to me in at least the last week, and so I stood there, a poor, dejected fat man with no money, and I had to panhandle 6 cents off of the staff at Lowe's to complete my order. And so somewhere in the Lowe's in Fountain, Colorado, there's somebody to whom I owe a nickel and a penny for my conscience to be totally clear.
Yep.
Yeah. Felt like an idiot. But it happened.
It happened.
And I got the hell out of there. Once I got home, though, I got to painting, and the boys' room will be a nice kind of not quite sage green, but not mint green, kind of like a hospital green. And then the bottom half of the wall, and then the top half of the wall will be what I thought was white in the store, but turned out to be a very pale bluish green.
Hospital green?
Like that.
Seriously?
Yeah. Well, you know, kind of. It looks better than you think.
Okay.
And then I drew little cartoons. I drew, we've got a stuffed bee, and this stuffed bee goes everywhere with us. Well, it's going to be Max's bee by the time he's old enough. So I took this bee, and I drew him in various poses all over the wall, and I started painting right before we started recording. So I've got the yellow of the bee up on the wall, letting it dry before I put the other colors up. So yeah, painting is hard fucking work, and I'm not any good at it. That's one of the things I can tell you. For all my taping and my drop clothing and my trying to be careful, I still got the paint everywhere. I still made a mess. I still got it on the bottoms of my feet and all over my clothes and on my arms and on my hands. I still have paint on my fingers. I looked like a complete retard today at work, walking around all, like, painty. Yeah.
Well, you know, what you could have done was, since it was going to end up like this anyway, just not bothered being careful and let Max really know what kind of father he has. The kind of father that
a careless,
can't paint.
A careless, not-so-craftsman-like one?
Sure. See?
Yeah. Oh, he'll figure that out in due time. I don't think I need to do that to him, too. Yeah, no rush. He'll figure that out like, oh, I don't know, the first time that he has to do the Pinewood Derby when he's a scout.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you know what, son? It's not going to be pretty, but it'll win the race.
It'll win.
That's all I can tell you. When back in my day it did.
Yeah.
I was the grand champion of the Pinewood Derby.
It's gotten a lot more complicated now.
Yeah, from what we hear, it has. I guess they've got like electronic tracks and down to the thousandths of a second timing, and yeah, it sounds like big business now.
Yep.
Back in the day, it was just carve up your chunk of shit piece of wood and let it roll.
Yep. I only ever did one, and it didn't even come close to winning. So,
I didn't even realize you were a scout, Colin.
Cub Scout, yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. It. That's what I was. I mean, I did the Boy Scout thing for about 2 or 3 weeks before I told it was time to go to the meeting. And I was like, you know what, Mom? I don't really want to go. So she let me quit. That's the thing. My mom is a great enabler. You know, she's not going to give you the pep talk. She's going to be like, oh, you don't want to go? Okay. Because that meant she didn't have to drive me. So we could all stay home and watch Three's Company.
Yeah.
You know, you have your priorities at certain points in time. And you look back and you think, really?
Yeah,
I didn't want to go because I wanted to watch Three's Company?
Being a Boy Scout would have never been a priority of mine. So.
Well, you were an airman in the Air Force. I mean, you served our country, and you didn't want to be a scout?
Nope.
That probably meant you'd have to interact with the other children, and that wasn't really your strong suit either, was it?
No, that wasn't it.
What was it? I mean, because really, the only reason I got into scouting was because I knew I'd get to go to Hibbard's, the department store downtown, with a cool-ass elevator, and ride that up and down while Mom bought all my scouting shit, so... Frankly, that's why I got into it. But why did you avoid it like the proverbial plague?
I didn't even like that part of it.
You didn't like Hibbard's?
No, not really.
Why not? Because probably your mom wouldn't let you out of her sight to go ride the elevator.
No, that wasn't it. The place felt like the place where old people went to be old. It just
went to die.
It did. It just felt it. You walked in and you felt the age of the place.
I loved that about it. See, that's the difference between you and me. Uh-huh. I love old buildings.
That's probably why
you really do. I love old things. I love old buildings.
I don't necessarily mind old buildings, like looking at them and stuff, but shopping in them. It just felt, I mean, all the staff was easily 80 years old. And, you know, they saw the other side of the Depression.
And, of course, once you reach that age, you're completely useless. Is that what you're telling us?
No, they were useless. It's just like everything was moving in slow motion with a sheen of dust over everything, it felt like. It was the store that time forgot. It just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
So.
Kids, don't listen to Colin. Hibbard's was great. Unfortunately, now it's a Chipotle, but in its day, it was the greatest thing ever.
Be great if they kept the elevator.
That's all you can say. Eh. So anyway, why did you not want to be a scout?
I don't know. I just didn't like it. Didn't like it.
What didn't you like about it? I mean, there was the obvious thing, the interaction with the other people. Was it the forcing of you to do stuff that you just didn't want to do at times when you wanted to do something completely different?
Maybe. But then I also joined the Air Force, so...
Yeah. And then again, it really seems that you haven't gotten away from that at all in your life, have you?
Not really. You made me do that ad. I didn't...
Which ad were you talking about?
You made me do that mailer thing that I didn't...
Well, I didn't make you.
No, you just pointed out that if we didn't do the things that we didn't want to do, then nothing would get done.
And did I say it just like that? Now, say here. If we avoided everything that we... felt was bad, what would this country be?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, it went well enough.
First you'll do the direct mail piece, and then you'll get the dames. See?
Yeah.
You know, suddenly we were transported back to the 1920s. Hey, let's go buy something at Hibbard's, see?
Well, if anybody's transported back, you will be. I think you've got the urge.
You know?
Urge for the simpler time.
Well, no. I have a pleasant nostalgic feeling for old things, but believe me, I'm very pleased to be living in the 21st century, what with all our technology and ease and all manner of comforts and things that perhaps they didn't have back in my grandparents'
perhaps.
Day. Perhaps. I mean, we don't know.
I'm pretty sure they didn't have a PS3 back then.
But maybe they did, and they just, you know, like, stashed it away so it wouldn't spoil the future generations.
Yeah, it was a big conspiracy.
You know, they're like, this is a whole lot of fun, see, but I'm not sure that children are ready for this. Okay, well, let's hide it from them in the closet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
In fact, not only that, but let's have a vast conspiracy to set technology back 40 years. They'll catch up. And look at us now.
You know,
we persevered.
I missed an opportunity, I must say.
And what's that?
I had the opportunity when Jordan was born to not let her know that we had owned a single video game. We could have just played them in secret, and she would have grown up thinking that she didn't have any video games to play with. That would have been
well. That would be contingent upon her wishing to stay in one location without social interaction, which you know she, you know.
No. I mean, within the household, we could act like we hate video games. Oh, they're evil, blah blah, and then see how she turned out.
Sure, it could be. She could be like your very own little Truman Show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
too late. Hey, we could do that to Max though.
Yeah, no.
No.
I'd rather let Max just, you know, develop organically, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't want to really influence that, like, you know, negatively or positively.
Yeah.
And with any big swing right or left. I just, you know, just let him go.
So you wouldn't be interested in, like, faking up some stuff that made him out to be an alien baby that later he could find? And
oh, you mean something like that? Well, that would be fun. I had a fantasy in my head that my grandparents on my mom's side, my grandfather Harold and my mom, my grandmother Marjorie, were spies. I would find little, you know, I'd overhear them talking, or I'd find little pieces of evidence. I say that with little quotes in the air that would just confirm my suspicions. Of course, I'm pretty sure that nothing could be farther from the truth now. But I think when I was 10, I thoroughly believed it.
But think about it. You could do up a little like fake baby sized spaceship that you have in the garage under drop cloths, and do some fake newspaper articles.
Yeah, because you know, I think we already had this conversation. Didn't I'm not handy.
Oh,
and so yeah.
You fell to earth in this clod, earth in this clod of dirt here.
That's right, in this cardboard box with tinfoil taped to it, and a TV antenna. Here, wow, it was amazing when it crash landed. You should have seen the sparks. It exploded. It exploded all over.
Yeah.
You was lucky you wasn't killed, splody baby. Yeah, somehow I don't think that's going to be too convincing at any age.
No, there's an age where that'll work, trust me.
And the age is when they really have no comprehension of what's going on, like one.
No, I think around four or five, you could probably get away.
You think?
Yeah, maybe.
Come make up some story. Well, what people don't realize, people think that cardboard is a worthless, you know, material, but it's actually the strongest ally known to man.
Yeah.
Then he builds a cocoon of cardboard and jumps off the roof.
Yeah, and then you're...
And then who has to pay the medical bills, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Dad, you said it wouldn't explode. Oh, it exploded.
You did it wrong.
Yeah, you did it wrong. Where's the tinfoil? Damn it.
And the magic marker. Come on.
That's right. Come on, that magic. They don't call it magic marker for
exactly.
Nothing. Okay? Without magic marker, there's no magic.
Exactly.
Don't just go using marker, because all that'll do will mark shit up.
Right. No Sharpies.
Yeah.
Sharpies just make it edged.
That's right. Don't use the Sharpies at all. It'll cut right through the box.
Yeah.
Well, you're giving me all manner of great ideas, Colin. I might have to try a couple of them out.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Succeed where you failed, right?
Right. Yeah. See, I just didn't think of it in time is the problem.
Well, I'm only planning on having the one, so, you know.
Oh, you know how plans.
It's either mess him up real bad or, you know, missed our opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So anyway, kid, listener, thanks for joining us. Thanks for sticking with us. Well, of course, if you did, we may just be doing this for our own enjoyment from this point on. We'll see. Anyway, I've been Derek Knight. You've been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. With me, as always, Colin Burton from FizzleandPop.com.
See you next week.
Yeah, and a big hello from the unborn baby Max to listener Kathy. And we'll see you back again next Wednesday. You kids have a great start to 2008.